Let's save money, but don't close the prison or residential facility in my district. With one of the top stories of 2012, I'm Dave Dahl. Governor Pat Quinn's budget axe fell hard this year. State Senator Gary Forby, who represents southernmost Illinois, tried to undo some of it during the fall veto session.
What we're here today is to talk about Dwight, Tam, Joliet, Murfreesboro. Back in May, we put money to restore these facilities back in. The governor took the money out of it.
The House did not follow suit, but like many decisions that actually get made around here, it's tied up in court. Back to the facility closures, some generated plenty of publicity, such as Jacksonville Developmental Center, portrayed as outdated. The community model is favored by the state. Jennifer McCary sounds like someone the Department of Human Services would like to have in front of the microphone.
I need to not be in JDC anymore because I've been there forever. I think it's time for me to move on.
McCary expressed a downside, though. One Ask Me wants publicized.
It's not fair that all the staff at UDC are not getting jobs. They're not qualified for a bunch of jobs that have to be laid off. And I don't think it's fair.
Did I mention Ask Me? Who could forget the way union members spoiled the Democrats' day at the state fair? With one of the top stories of 2012, I'm Dave Dahl.